Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And spring has sprung. How do you feel?
Wow, it's still, I feel great. I feel like this is going great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Saunders is safe at home, and we are back on the rails dealing with IBA or IBA adjacent drinks.
So you're referring to the fact that our podcast was recently terrorized by a supervillain called the Trickster, and he was going to dunk our friend, family man, comedy writer Joe Saunders into a vat of acid if we didn't make an acid-adjusted cocktail, and then we did, so now everything's fine.
Damn, that was a great previously on the Sloppy Boys.
It was interesting because we just had to make it. We didn't even have to like it because some of us didn't really like it.
Sure. Well, you can't control what you like and don't
right,
like.
Right, right. And that's awesome that the Trickster is open to that. He forces his will to a certain point, and then he realizes he's only human or subhuman, some people think. I tend to think he's subhuman, the way he treats friends more.
The way he treats people. That's not human.
Nope. But he, yes, he's willing to say, okay, I've gone as far as I can, now you guys take it.
Yeah. Still no word from the Trickster on what he thought, but.
Yeah,
he
just kind of. No real, I thought it'd capper at the end of that last one.
Yeah, I would say that he's a contender for being called a nasty boy.
The nasty.
But I also wanted to make an apology to all the acid adjusters of the world. If you recall, when we did the acid adjusted whiskey sour, I didn't like mine. And we've said this before in the pod. We were like, I don't like mine, but maybe someone could do it better. Well, that someone, not 24 hours later, I was over at Jeff's place and he made me an acid adjusted whiskey sour. And it was unrecognizable from mine. It was delicious. It was perfectly balanced. It tasted orangey, but it was like a whiskey sour. The way you want to, I order a lot of whiskey sours and half the time they're undrinkably sour. This was like a perfectly balanced, eggy, orangey whiskey sour. So I don't know what the hell was going on with me.
And all my shit.
But the drink is good.
That's good to hear. Jeff, have you ever thought about opening up a bar? You're the manager, you're the head bartender, you're around shaking hands, the whole thing.
Mike, every day in every way, I am trying to open a bar. It just hasn't happened for me yet.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
The Dutton Clubhouse, maybe. The Dutts.
I like it. Well, here's the thing. You had a weird sweetener, right, Tim? Didn't you say you had like equal or had a taste of like,
I mean, I used
aspartame.
A bottle of store-bought simple syrup that was brand new, but my theory is that it was like all sugar and no water or something, because it was
and you juiced your oranges, right?
Yes, that's why. What a waste that I squeezed two bags of oranges all to just drink a bad cocktail.
I grabbed a little simply orange, and that was the key.
Yeah,
I think that was probably it. And this thing was Dresden ready, baby. Folks, make yourself that weird. Go get yourself some citric acid powder and make that drink.
It's Drezzy ready.
It's Drezzy ready.
It's Drezzy ready. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
You asked Jeff if he's ever thought of opening a bar, and he said every day in every way. I did have a brief moment maybe like a year or two ago. I was like, not that it was, you know, I was anything I was going to do, but as a distant goal to have on the back burner, I was like, man, it'd be fun to open a bar someday. So I did download on Audible, opening a bar for dummies. And it was great because the intro was like, do you like hanging around at bars? You like talking to people? You like drinking drinks? You enjoy hobnobbing and the fun of being at a bar? Well, then opening a bar is not for you. As soon as you open it, it will be ruined. Open a bar because you are a business person looking to make profit, but it is not fun, and do not think of it as a fun thing for you to do.
Damn. That's what they say on Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
The bars that are failing are the ones that are just like, I want a place where I can hang out with my friends.
Dude, you like to hang out at bars is a funny thing. You know, the sweet spot is being like a money contributor and somebody else does all the work and you come in and go, yes. Hey, all right, this is my place. I helped design the menu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a production assistant for James L. Brooks, he and Phil Rosenthal were investors in Moza, the Mario Batali, fancy. Nancy Silverton restaurant. And I think Batali has since gotten the boot for his behavior. But that was Brooks and Phil Rosenthal. They were just guys that liked pizza and wine and stuff. So they got to go like they were like part owners and they hung around, but they didn't have to like carry the bag of flour.
I ain't carrying the bag of flour.
I would insist on carrying the bag.
Yeah.
I'd bring all the wheat and hops and barley to the kegerator.
You know what I saw is next to me, remember Dave's Hot Chicken started in the parking lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
They were back in the parking lot for just one night, special night.
Wow.
That's fun, a little reunion.
And I feel like they did that before, like an anniversary thing. Okay, folks. This was a viral hot chicken place, kind of chasing the Howlin' Rays, but doing a good job out here in LA.
And very charming in the parking lot days. It was like cool to go in a parking lot and get a deep fried Nashville sandwich.
That was great because you'd go, you'd put in your order, and then you'd wobble over next door to Tabula Rasa, the bar, and have a drink or two, and you come out and you get your spicy hot chicken. Ooh. Oh, what a 1-2 punch that was. That's but nice. Then they got really big and blew up, and they have brick and mortars now.
All over the place.
Yes, they follow me on Instagram, of course. But and then Drake swooped in, and he invested, and now they're like everywhere. They're in like New Jersey and Canada and stuff.
Dude, my parents.
Drake did.
Yeah.
Drake's done
Drake
it.
Did that.
My parents live up in the Adirondacks in upstate New York, and they... Mm-hmm.
Next to Drake.
They've got two... No, that's Toronto, Mike. The very city where you attended your freshman year of college.
I have been put in my place.
You've been called out?
I've been called out, and I get the message loud and clear.
You know what? I always thought Drake was chilling on the Space Needle in that one album.
He's not?
Views. It's... The CN Tower in Toronto, of course.
Oh, you thought it was the Seattle Space Needle.
Yeah, I mean, how many needles do I got to keep track of?
Two.
Two, and the one would be pretty clearly the Drake one.
You can remember, Jeff, Seattle Space Needle, two S's, CN Tower, Canada, Toronto, a C, here we go.
Man, you know CN is Cartoon Network to the J, man.
Seattle Seahawks, CN Tower. This is going to be hard for me.
Oh, shit. Well, Tim, you were saying your parents have two of them up in where they live?
Well, my parents live in the middle of nowhere, and they got two Dave's Hot Chickens up there.
Are you for real?
Yeah, and they eat there all the time and That's send wild. Me pics being like, hey, look, we're eating L.A. food, which is funny because it's real Nashville food.
That is.
Hmm. Well, are we getting...
No, not yet. Not yet we're not getting into that because like, I got to tell you about Hanford Gets Healthy today.
Oh, nice.
Today... I have been keto. Well,
Mike, okay. Now, did you just come from the bagel bar or what?
No, hold on. Yeah, it's worth mentioning.
Because I got a response to what you're going to mention.
We're recording much earlier in the day than we normally do.
Just woke up.
All I've had to eat today was a salad.
Breakfast salad?
No breakfast. Lunch salad.
Okay.
Are you intermittent fasting?
I guess so.
I'll tell you what. Go ahead. You have
my goal. My goal for dinner time is to do some chicken drumsticks in the air fryer and make that my meal only. Nothing else because I can't eat anything else.
Keto.
Or else.
That's keto.
Maybe I'll get a vegetable going or something. But let me ask you this. Are potatoes, do they fit inside keto?
No.
Damn.
carbs. Too carby.
Too carby, because I was going to make mashed potatoes with chicken, but I guess I'm not doing that.
Now, that would be a classic Hanford Square meal. I've seen the man eat. You know, when we all lived together, yeah, the rest of us were having, you know, you at our old house with the Birthday Boys sketch group, you would see a lot of Stouffer's skillet sensations and a lot of Hungry Man dinners. But then Hanford would bake himself some chicken and have some green beans that were steamed and some mashed potatoes. But here's the thing, Mike. The chicken legs were always purple and sinewy on the inside. Learned your lesson?
Here's
have you
been cooking
them all? I have learned my lesson. I am doing very well with the air fryer right now. But so my meal tonight is just going to be six legs of chicken.
Six.
That's okay.
I mean, it's enough. That's the amount of food I want to eat, but that's just like a funny thing.
This is what keto dudes do.
Yeah, they got to eat just weird meals.
I still have weird meals sometimes that like aren't a meal. Because if I haven't cooked or anything, mm-hmm, I'll just have a meal that's like, all right, I have a yogurt. I'll eat that. What else should I eat? Baby carrots. Mm-hmm. I'll have 100 baby carrots while I watch Sopranos.
I like when the snack kind of accidentally turns into a meal. It's only in retrospect. You're like, I guess I ate enough baby carrots that was dinner.
Jeff, what? How are things going in the gym?
Going pretty well. You know, like I said, there was a little talk of Jacked by May. That didn't happen. So we're sticking with Jacked by June.
Oh, okay.
But it's going good.
Muscly May leads to Jacked by June.
I'm going up in weight, and I'll tell you what else. I've flirted with the idea of doing a light, responsible steroid rinse. Have I mentioned this?
No.
Yes,
mentioned
and I
it,
think that's... don't do that.
Okay, so I'm
doing
the other thing.
You're
going
to shrink your nads, man.
No. I'm keeping my nads nice and plump.
Okay.
And sticking with protein and creatine.
Okay, creatine. Good. Don't do any... What's the matter with you?
What?
I already don't like you doing the creatine.
Why are you doing that when your friend Tim is a bona fide brand ambassador for M-Drive, and you won't just listen
to
me?
What the fuck?
Tim, you had to beg for that powder, and you know it.
Yeah, but I groveled long enough, and they gave in, and now I'm back on it.
No, that's good. Hey, wait, I was going to say something about... Oh, yeah, we're recording early, are we not?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me think, here we are back on the IBA. We haven't tackled a Bloody Mary yet.
Shit, man. The brunch classic.
We have not done that yet.
We've not.
We were saving it. We haven't done the Mai Tai.
Saving it for what? What are we holding out
for?
Well,
I knew we were we wanted our 100th episode to be special on our annual.
What's this magical future you're dreaming of?
How about this? Bloody Mary is a famous brunch drink or a hangover drink. So it would make sense, you know, New Year's Day or... What's a big hangover day or a brunchy weekend, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe...
I mean, it's one of my favorite cocktails.
It'd be also
a
good in-person hang. Next time we have an in-person.
My top three cocktails, in no order. Martini, Mai Tai, Bloody Mary.
Wow.
Very different. All over the map.
Huh. All delicious.
Mine is martini, gin and tonic, beer...
Beer me.
Honestly, lately, these are just maybe the hot 100 coming from Jeff. Or hot three. Bramble.
I thought you were going to list 100 drinks.
Acid-adjusted orange juice. And I also still do...
Pims?
I was going to say old-fashioned, but I do quite a bit of Palomas. A lot of Palomas around here.
Yeah, you're Paloma crazy.
Paloma Summer. Go for it, folks. Get a big bottle of Squirt. Chip away at it every day.
All right. Now, can we please get on with booze news?
I would love that. Hit it. I'm not knocking your wants to give you the booze news. Don't get
with you when you said
hell yeah, that was a Built to Spill parody. Carrie the Bureau was sent to us by Page from the Sloppy Boys Discord, which you can gain access to and hobnob with us and slopheads if you subscribe to our Patreon. And if you have a booze news theme, email to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. Paige herself is a musician, a legit musician in a legit band called Pictures of Vernon. I checked them out on Spotify, nice, yeah. And she's great. And let's be honest, this band has more plays than us on Spotify. So
get out of here.
Kind of the tail wagging the dog, if you know what I mean.
Do you think we're ever going to get to a point where like Zach Della Roca throws in a booze news theme maybe, or...
The guy I saw at Go Get Him Tiger?
Yes. That's the same guy I saw when running a LA marathon. He was out there with his kids saying, look at these guys.
He could do Bulls on Parade, but he changed it to Bullshot. You know, mm-hmm. Bullshot Lemonade.
Parade.
Mm-hmm. Bullshot Hooray. Hooray. That's good.
Bullshot Hooray. That's a good song. Hey, why is it?
Don't drink it now.
I was just listening to some music with my brother. Oh, We were listening to the first Incubus album because he was
you don't like Incubus.
Oh, I hate Incubus, and he does too. But he was at like a Stinkubus. Very Stinkubus.
Which one? Science? Which album?
What's the first Stink. One? Stanker.
I think they had one before Science, but I kind of like Science.
No, it's bad. Well, my brother had been at a very hip coffee shop and seen the first Incubus album on sale. And he was like, that's weird. Is that a nostalgia thing that is cool now? So we put the album on and I very much dislike them, but I also in general, I was thinking about like drop D chords, rap rock and nu metal. And I was like, it's kind of crazy that Rage Against the Machine might be the only band to come out of, like, I love Rage Against the Machine. I think they're fantastic. And I can't mm-hmm. think of any other band that even, like, I ironically listened to that one Papa Roach song enough that it made it into my, like, iTunes most listened to it at the time. But, you know, it's stupid. But, like, did you listen? Or maybe, I think there's a Deftones song I love. But I'm hard up for any nu metal that I was into.
Mm.
That's just one of those things.
And you're saying Rage Against the Machine is considered nu metal? Or rap rock?
I'd call them rap rock. But why is it that I never liked Korn. I never liked Limp Bizkit. Yeah, lots of people, blah, blah, blah. But only Rage? How is there not one other rap rocky
band?
Yeah.
I mean, 311 for some people. I went to a big 311 high school.
No, fuck them. Ooh, you know who I liked? I liked that one, the big album from fucking...
Chop Suey?
Yes, Toxicity.
Power
Man?
System of a Down.
System of a Down.
Yeah, the first System of a Down album, I love that.
I just looked, went on Spotify and like played their hits, and I was like, wow, I can't believe I know as many System of a Down songs as I do. And they're very intricate. Continue, Jeff.
Oh, no. It's just funny that a lot of those bands have, you know, the appeal of like, oh, yeah, that one song, or like, yeah, they had a couple songs, and you can kind of put yourself in that nostalgic headspace, but you're right that... Rage is the one that's just like, oh, those are albums with integrity, and they're their whole own thing.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel gimmicky.
I want to see them before they stop ever doing shows together.
Well, I mean, they toured last fall.
Always back and forth.
Della Roca hurt his Achilles on the first show and had to sit down for half of the tour, and then they canceled the second half of the tour. Kind of sad.
That is so funny to sit down for those songs. They're such like jumping in the air. Songs. Mm-hmm. What were the Incubus songs that you
Pardon
were coming across?
Me while I
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
They're a band I always think of. I'm like,
tomorrow brings, I'll be there.
I'm always like, I know I don't like that group, but I forget what songs they sing.
Well, I guess the guitar style and the fact that they have like DJ scratches in the mix is why I brought them up. But like, that's more of a Pretty Boy singer. Maybe they're more like Linkin Park, where there was rap rock guitar influence, but they're definitely more of like a pop.
And they're like funky too. Like them and 311 will be like, oh, we sort of got a little groove happening.
Yeah, I mean, 311 would definitely come original.
They're not a two singer band, are they?
No.
Inky? No.
Inky is
Stinky. No.
Stinkubus is not.
311 had a rapper and a singer, right?
Right.
Or
right.
I know Linkin Park did.
Sloppy Boys have a rapper and a singer.
Yeah, that, yeah, we do.
Yeah, a little thrill in Dr. Benedicto.
Haven't heard from them lately.
Yeah, well, it's better. Well, better we
good,
haven't heard from them.
Which is good that we haven't.
Better them.
Yeah, we're not a huge fan.
Leave them to their own devices.
Or anyone like them.
Yeah, or
no, no, no.
Or any Nepo
little wiener and Pipper Popper or whatever.
Yeah. Tim, did you have something?
Yeah. So, for today's booze news, we've got a special segment. Hit it. It's time for Kelpakis's corrections.
Oh no!
Damn.
Hey, there's some rap rock right there. Shit.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys probably thought it was gonna be Campbell's corrections, but it turned out that it was really cool, and it was Kelpakis's corrections.
Now, this has never happened before, right?
No,
never before. Not in my memory.
Okay,
not in my memory.
But I recognize the music from Campbell's corrections.
Yes, anyone.
Yes,
okay. Anyone who hasn't been living under a rock would recognize that classical song as from Campbell's Corrections.
I'm with you.
Okay, I had sometimes on the, here's the thing. Usually corrections would come from our whip smart friend Neil Campbell, but for me, I just had to. We've gotten so many slopheads pointing out mistakes that I
on other podcasts.
yeah of all the other podcasts fucking up, I'm like, I'm sorry, this way you should just stick with us. I ignore most of them, but I wanted to mention a hugie, which is our most corrected thing ever. DMs, my phone's blowing up, Twitter,
oh yeah,
everywhere, all over the place. The incident heard round the world.
The slap
Will Smith was not supposed to slap
Chris Rock. That was not in on the cue card.
No, the correct behavior would have been remaining seated and laughing at the G.I. Jane 2 joke.
Not cursing on live television, I see.
No, recently in one of our Spring Has Sprung episodes, we were making a cocktail that had a berry liqueur in it. I was the quiz master, and I led a quiz called The Berry Quiz.
And oh, yes.
Mike, you got. I asked... Well, what hill did Chubby Checker get his thrill?
Huh, okay.
And what would your answer be if I asked you that today, Mike?
Wasn't it Blueberry Hill?
It's Blueberry Hill, and I knew it was Blueberry Hill, and I thought you said Blueberry Hill, but apparently, according to 100 different people who DM'd us, you said Mulberry Hill.
Sure.
And I haven't been able to walk down the street without someone saying blueberry, not mole, blue.
Interesting. Now, so what does this do to the to that game? Did I win by a lot? Did I even win at all? I don't remember.
No, it sounds like we're back to a tie.
I think you won by one because it was a hot quiz.
Oh,
you're back to a tie.
Back to a tie.
Oh, back to a tie. Back to a tie. Good.
No, yeah. You're right.
Well, maybe we can have a quiz at the end of this one.
Yeah, well, Barry quiz.
Maybe there'll be an impromptu Barry quiz at the end of this. One question.
One question, Barry quiz.
Barry Bonds.
Okay, I apologize about that. Oh, and then a small one I wanted to mention was, remember, we were talking about Philadelphia in our Clover Club episode, and I talked about our long history with Philly. And all the different Philadelphia slopheads and all the great shows we played there. And I somehow neglected to mention some of the most important Philadelphia slopheads. There's the famed Sloppy Boys window in Philadelphia that's got a bunch of Sloppy Boys merch everyone takes pictures of. Mm-hmm. There's also Slophead Sunday. These are all thanks to Sean, Chairman Ring, on Instagram.
Sure. We know Sean. He's
Sunday.
All over the place.
At this very cool dive bar, the Friendly Lounge in Philadelphia, they make the drink that we make over the week. They pretty much have none of the ingredients, and they do their best. And I don't think they like the drink very much. But Sean and then Samantha, aka Secret Pants Sam, is always in the mix. Strong showing of Philadelphia slop heads that forgot to mention. Mm-hmm. And on the topic of Philly, I wanted to say, Philadelphia slophead Jackie B just pointed out, remember a couple weeks ago I talked about Rita's came out with a beer and it was mango?
You're right,
this Pennsylvania you know, institution came out with a mango beer. Well, this has happened again. Bongo Fizz is a new beer from Yingling, America's oldest beer, and they just put out their first fruit beer, and it is mango. So for some reason, all of the Pennsylvania mango products are... I don't think anyone has ever grown one live mango in Pennsylvania, yet now there's two mango beers coming out of live Philly. Mango.
We got live mango down here. That's great. That's great. You love to hear it.
Good for them. Also, hey, I saw that Sean and those boys made another Kier alternative. They made the Pink Russian the other day.
Ooh.
That's the one that's creme de cassis and milk.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's the one I want to try, because, but not when I'm like, hey, I'm making a cocktail. That's when I just want to be like, I got nothing planned here. I just want to see what this tastes like.
I got nothing to do
today. My schedule is clear.
I'm not using this as a cocktail party thing. I'm not using it when I'm out in
Just drinking purple milk.
Yep, purple milk.
The new purple drink.
Plurple.
Wrap it up.
Okay, that's it for booze news. All right.
Okay, well, we are now at the drink of the day. Yes, we would all agree. Yes. Yes?
I'll allow it.
I can't deny it. I can't deny it.
Good. Now, we did, a couple weeks ago, we did the Kier, did we not?
We did.
We did.
Creme de cassis and white wine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's something called the Kier Royale, creme de cassis and champagne.
Yes.
It comes to our attention recently. It was brought up on last week's Booze News. There is something called the Kier beer. You've heard, you've had?
I've not had, and I've not only heard when you brought it up.
Yeah.
Only heard on... I was once like you. Now...
Pathetic.
You're pathetic. Lost in a world of drinks. Blind to what was really happening out there.
The real truth underneath.
What the people are drinking, not what the royals are drinking off in Luxembourg.
There are so many misinformed sheeple out there walking around thinking, oh, there's no Kier beer. There's no such thing as a Kier beer.
There's no such thing as that beer.
There's no Kier beer.
Why do they say it if they don't know about it? Why are they bringing it up so much?
Now, research on this particular drink is difficult to do online.
Sure.
There are different... It's very difficult to just write Kier beer and see exactly what we're going to be talking about today. A lot of people call beer with creme de cassis, still they call it a Kier Royale.
Oh.
Don't know why. It's one of these things where it's just got many different names and ideas. You can go on websites that say Kier beer, and the English description of it is proper nouns are not capitalized, words are spelled wrong. It doesn't seem like the type of, this isn't the IBA, let's say that. So, the true history of this drink comes from, this is April 22nd, 2023.
Ooh.
Mike Hanford, am at a picnic in Fort Greene Park. I'm drinking a beer. I'm talking to John Haskell and his brother Matt Haskell about the latest drink we did, which was the Kier. Mm-hmm. And Matt Haskell says to me, "Have you ever had the Kier beer? They're great." I said, "What's that?" He says, "It's creme de cassis poured into a Miller High Life." He said Miller High Life specifically because it's the champagne of beers.
Right.
So it's like the Kier Royale.
Like a spaghetti.
So that was...
Oh, fuck. And also, that would make sense. It's like a spaghetti. I should have gotten Miller High Life.
Well, let's get into that because I couldn't find it.
So then I... you couldn't find a Miller High Life?
Dude, I checked four places, no Miller High Life. And it made me think they canceled it because I know they canceled High Life Light.
I could only find it in cans. I couldn't find the bottle.
What? This is weird because there was a news story recently that in France, they like destroyed a huge like shipping container of Miller High Lifes because they thought it was a fraudulent claim. The champagne of beers, they were like, well, no, champagne has to be made in France. Mm-hmm. And they destroyed them instead of just like...
Like Kid Rock.
They could have donated them to a certain podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that would be nice. Well, so I did a little further digging, And I interviewed Matt through text recently.
Oh.
Let me share you the text exchange. It's brief. Hey, dude, we're doing the Kier beer. This is me. Hey, dude, we're doing the Kier beer today on the pod. You told me about it! Exclamation point. Where did you learn about this wonderful drink? He says, haha, nice, man. I've only seen it on the menu at the bar at Bell Rev down in Tribeca. They use High Life and serve in coupe glass.
Oh.
It probably has a history from somewhere, but that's the only place I've seen it. Fun idea, fun name. I wrote fun times. And then he sent back a GIF of a dancing Honda Osimo robot. So that is the extent. Wait,
what did he say before the coupe glass? I wasn't listening. I was looking buried in my mobile.
They use High Life in a coupe glass.
There's a probably history of it. Probably has a history from somewhere, but that's the only place I've seen it. Oh, I've only seen it on the menu of the bar at Bell Rev down in Tribeca. Mm. And I looked up this bar, and it's cool. It's kind of just like a divey type bar. I've actually maybe been to this place, but it's got some, the tin on the roof there, the tin on the ceiling. It's okay. Got brands of liquor you've seen on the back shelf. It's got some fried foods. There's a guy playing some music at some point. So Bar Rev. So that's all we know at this point.
So we don't even have an official recipe. I like this though. This is the type of thing the pod needs, which is, we're out there, we're meeting people, we've got our ear to the street. And it kind of is coming off, we had done the Bramble and the Clover Club and the Kier, and we said, maybe the summer of 2023, last year we were dripping things into beers like spaghetti, maybe the berry liqueurs will be the new drippers of this year, and then you hear about this thing. So we're kind of signal boosting it.
We're signal boosting, and we're sort of creating the history of this one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I think
like
because
someday the
this
Wikipedia
is
going to
be an evolving story. Mm-hmm.
The Wikipedia will say Mike Hanford asked Matt Haskell about it, and Matt Haskell said there's probably some history to it.
There's and probably some the history, which we will eventually find out. This story is not dead, but we have smacked right up against as much as we know.
We're at the limits of what can be known.
Right.
I have to
say. But guess what? Hubble telescope is in development over on our side, and we're going further out into space.
Yeah. And for me, speaking as a writer, a Digman writer who is interested in archaeology and uncovering history, I might pitch an episode about this for Digman where everyone knows about the Kier beer, but where did it come from?
I like that. That's exciting.
They also refer to it as the Tarantino on the Wikipedia. And every time I search for like Kier beer Tarantino or Tarantino cocktail, it just sent me to all these like craft blogs where people were making Tarantino inspired, like the filmmaker, Quentin Tarantino inspired cocktails. And I was like, no. Why do they call cassis and beer a Tarantino? Couldn't figure it out.
Can't be found out. And the one article I saw on a website that I thought was illegible said like the Kier beer is Tarantino smooth. So I don't know what that meant. And Tarantino was not capitalized. But for us to make it, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a Miller High Life or other beer if you have it. Something probably...
I've got a Coors Original.
I think that's going to work.
Can or bottle?
I got cans because I couldn't find bottles. So I'm going to pour into my favorite glass, my glass that is shaped like a can. So that's going to be fun for me. I'm going to take a big mouthful and I'm going to replace that mouthful with... And drink it. And then replace that mouthful with, spaghetti style. You do it what you think is necessary.
Here's the thing. I couldn't find High Life. I wanted it so bad. Because I also was thinking of this in terms of a spaghetti, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, not a Popo no-no. A Popo definitely no because it's a beer. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't find a High Life. I wanted a clear glass. So I see what I want people to see like, oh, that's not what I think it is. He did something.
He's up to something.
He did a little tweak. So I found Modelo.
Okay.
Now, that's good. That'll be a good one.
It's a lager.
That's Mexican in the same, lager. Same. Oh, I said Pilsner for High Life. Is it a lager? Maybe it's a lager. Not sure. I kind of always just pair Pilsner's lagers together. I know the beer bros are going to kill me on that one. Light lager.
But yeah, you never know. So if they want to, they say American Pilsner beer and they're lying. But what should I do? I've got a big tall boy of Coors Original because I was just like, should I get like a Frenchy beer? And then I was like, no, I just want a classic. And that's kind of my favorite of the sort of normie beers is I like that Banquet. I like the slim
can. I say pour it into a pint glass.
Okay, that's good.
Sure. And do that.
So
and
nobody's doing coupe?
Nobody's doing coupe, I guess.
I mean, that's fine. I wouldn't be caught dead with a coupe.
I don't really want to do it that way.
The problem with the coupe is like the whole point. We saw this with the spritzes getting the beer swap. The point of the spaghetti is it's a poor man's Aperol spritz. So you're using beer. I feel like if you put in a coupe glass, you're like trying to class it up when we all know that the Kir Royale is the classed up thing. So this is
and
classed
it's so
down.
Cool. I love walking around. I've ordered a lot of spaghettis from places, and what you have to do is order a High Life and then a shot of half lemon juice, half Aperol. Then you make it yourself. If you're at a bar, they don't know what you're talking about. But then
so they give you the tip, I see. Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I take Venmo also. But they to walk around with an orange High Life, people say, oh, what's he up to?
What the hell's wrong with you?
This is an interesting guy. I want to get to know this guy.
Yeah, who's this man?
This well, should we get to it?
A good man, yep.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Oh, yeah, because the ads are coming and I can smell them.
Yeah.
Oh, let's get out of here.
Hey, that's good because I'm feeling spendy. Yeah.
No. Us three? Let's get out of here.
Yeah. These no, guys listeners, they're feeling spendy, but we're not falling for that corporate crap.
No, I don't fall for that.
We're not doing that stuff.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/sloppyboys. go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
We're back with Kier Beer.
Jeff, I gotta say, before we left, before the break, you got going on a little joke run there about how we wanna, whatever the joke was, and I had to go pee so bad. I wasn't even listening. I had to go pee so bad.
Whatever the joke was.
Whatever dumb fucking joke.
So all you're thinking is piss, piss, piss.
No, yeah. I was just like, okay, you gotta be done now.
Mike, you were looking at us and we were probably looked all yellow to you like the Simpsons because you were seeing a mirages of your future yellow making.
Toilet bowl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw two beautiful toilets in front of me.
with the lids flapping like mouths.
So they could listen to the ads, but we don't listen to the ads. Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes. You little piss freaks.
Your tongue is a turd.
I do a lot of non-listening on the podcast here. There was a one time recently where...
Non-listening.
Jeff, you were like, you know, Penelope Spheris, the director of Wayne's World. And then like 4 minutes later, I was like, Wayne's World, that's what she directed. And like, and you guys didn't give me a big response. And I was like, geez, what's with these guys?
She's a tough crowd.
Also, in that same moment, I was like, I admit it, I was like, yeah, I don't know what you guys were just saying. I was looking up what somebody else directed. I was like, yeah. There's a lot of, we gotta stay focused, which we are going to do from here on out.
Yeah. No, you know what? These drinks will help.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to make mine right here.
Cool.
Oh, we're witnessing a real-time make.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to take a big gulp of this Miller High Life right out of the
shit,
can.
None of us had the official, the clear bottle of Miller High Life. Well, Jeff's got it.
Now, that was a big Miller High Life gulp, which you know I love.
Yeah, man, I took a sip of my Coors Original, and I was like, this is a good beer. Maybe I should get back on the beer train.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tim and I were just commiserating one day.
I'm just going to let that head cool down for a second.
Jesus. Earth's worst pour.
I went straight down into it.
Mike, that's going to be like 45 minutes for that foam to settle.
Maybe segment 3, we can get a taste of that thing. Huh?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
No. Well, you know what, Jeff, when you open your bar, don't hire me. I don't pour well.
He's got a bad pour on him. He's a good guy. He's got a bad pour. Mike, I was telling Tim, we had people, we were all hanging out one time, and I was making acid-adjusted whiskey sours. It was that night. And I was like, man, I wish I just had like a 12-pack in the fridge for the boys. Because all I have now is like fancy cocktail ingredients.
Right.
I've gotten off of like just having beers that you can crack and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't help with the Dutton gets Hanford healthy, though.
Dutton gets Hanford healthy.
Hanford healthy, Dutton gets...
Dutton edition. Yeah.
It's smart to have a pack of beers around for when you got the boys over, you know, because you don't want to be, hey, guys, come over. We're watching Succession. That's my bro. My broiest activity is watching Succession. But it is, I am all like, would you like a Fernandito?
They're like, I'll disappear for 25 minutes and come out with some well-shaken cocktails.
And I'll be all sweaty and grumpy.
Ooh, nice.
I should start putting a little towel over my shoulder, though, huh? That's a good look when you're preparing.
That'll help sell it.
I'll do that sometimes when I'm cooking, and it really does make me feel like I'm yes chef, no chef type shit.
Mike, you do that thing where you'll make us breakfast, and you'll be wearing one of our big T-shirts, and you're bopping around the kitchen. I'm making pancakes.
Or like a sort of half-done Oxford white shirt.
Yeah.
That's a good look.
You know, barefoot, sort of prancing around the kitchen. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. All right.
Most see his ass cheeks a little bit. Yeah.
Now goes in the creme de cassis.
How much are you going to put? A sip's worth?
I'm doing like a 30 ounce.
Ooh, like a shot.
30 milliliter worth.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did 1 ounce in a pint. I don't know if it'll be enough.
I think that's good.
I did, yeah, about that, but in a 12-ounce bottle.
Look at that, it turns it purple right away.
Ooh, mine isn't full purple.
Mike's is
like
very
that.
Purple. Me and Jeff have kind of just, they almost just look like IPAs, huh?
It sank right to the bottom, so I was trying to get, in my picture, I was trying to get that nice gradient.
Well, you can wiggle the bottle around in a circular fashion.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Should we sip?
Okay.
Shouts out Jason Derulo. Okay, sips.
Jason Bottoms Derulo. Up.
Smells like beer.
Wait, who is Wiggle Song? Is that Jason Derulo or Big Sean?
Oh.
I think that's Big Sean. Ooh, that's good.
Nope. It's Jason Derulo and Snoop Dogg. All right.
Damn. I said it with such confidence.
That 1 ounce went a long way. This is nice. I'm tasting it.
Yeah, this is good.
Ooh, I get a little taste, that's for sure.
I like this. Nice and sweet.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a little fun. Like, you know what? I made my brambles at the very same picnic that our history lesson took place at. I made brambles for people, and it was so sweet. It was such a nice surprise for people. I think this would be the same thing, a nice little sweetie.
And it's nice and easy. Hey, want a Kir beer? Yeah.
Sure, okay. I would, but that's going to take you forever, wouldn't it?
Nope. Tim, I love the simplicity of that interaction. Hey, you want a Kir beer? Yeah.
But also, what a nice day in the park these friends are having. Want a Kir beer? Yeah. Okay, here you fuckface. Oh, thanks, you fat piece of shit.
Oh.
You fat whopper.
Hey.
You fat whopper.
You know what I was thinking, Mike, on the blowout? Maybe this could be like a Burger King collab with the blowout. You know, you see a lot of like fast food. It'll be like, oh, the Cardi B meal is here or whatever.
Yep.
They should come out with the Big Hand Whopper. How about that?
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Could be good.
You put a little cheese on that thing. What else do I like? Pickles. That's good.
you just make a normal Whopper.
Yeah, but you got to give it to me for free.
Cheese and pickles, wow.
and other stuff.
Lettuce, tomato.
Lettuce, tomato, maybe a bun. Maybe a banana pepper. Bun. Flip those buns, you know what I mean?
My parents know that I like the Shamrock Shake at McDonald's, and particularly I enjoy getting it as late as I can after St. Patrick's Day. Like if you can get a Shamrock Shake in April, it's fun.
Why is that?
One time... My mom texted on the group chat, texted me a picture of her Shamrock Shake in like early April because she to be like, hey, Tim, look. But the cup said Cardi B and Offset, you know, because they have a meal there and the way that Travis got everyone. And so I was like, what am I decoding here? My mom sent me a text that says Cardi B and Offset. And I was like, man, maybe she's a hip-hop fan. I never really talked to her.
Wait. But Tim, why do you like it late? Why do you want to know that they're running low on the mix or something?
I like the drink anytime, but it's when you, it's, let's say it's April 4th and you pull up to the drive-thru and you're like, oh, I hope they have some left. And you ask,
okay.
And 9 out of 10 McDonald's be like, no, we discontinued it. But every once in a while, there's a Mickey D's. It's like, Tim, we got your back, bro. We got a little bit of that,
so, Tim,
that green powder.
So you're living on the risk. You love the thrill of like, maybe they don't have it.
Get off on the fact, the idea of me not getting it makes me just completely get off.
Oh, no, he's getting off. I'd like to get off this topic. Jesus.
Okay, I'll change the topic, but stemming from my parents, I'm going to do a little show and tell here because I recently had a big birthday, the big 4-0, and my parents got me some really nice tailor-made gifts. I don't have it all right here, but look at this. All my life, I thought it would be classy to have a decanter to put like, you know, pour like scotch into and pretend you're kind of a fancy guy. They look at this. Can you read that?
Beautiful.
They custom made.
Oh,
it says Calpacus.
Nice.
With a big K and a crest. And then
that's nice.
Four rocks glasses with the crest and the K that goes along with it.
Damn.
And they gave me a polo shirt, navy blue, with the crest in white on the breast, and it says Calpe Cordial. So I'm like a whole kind of a guy.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I'm a whole custom crest guy. You come up to me thinking, oh, Tim, you probably don't have your initials on your clothes. You're wrong.
That's good. You're like Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks, who has the big A on his chest. Mm-hmm. So people know which one he is.
He's A.
I always thought that was for adultery.
Oh, gosh. You've been reading too many classic pieces of literature, my friend.
I got it. Yeah. It's not Herman Melville. It's Nathaniel Hawthorne.
That's right. That's right. He's got it.
He's got it.
He's got it. All you need me to do is check, and he has got it.
Did you guys ever see the 90s movie version of Scarlet Letter?
Uh-uh.
It's funny because, you know, the Scarlet Letter, the novel, doesn't have any sex in it. It's all like after the fact and about the shaming and the remorse right. and the regret. But they made a movie that kind of flopped in the 90s, and it was starring Demi Moore.
And
they were like, well, we can't, like, it's a movie about sex and it's starring Demi Moore. It should be kind of sexy. But they also didn't show the adultery happening, but there's just like scenes of Demi Moore like incidentally nude, like she happens to be taking a bath in a scene.
Yeah.
Her being like, my body's all dirty. I better take a fucking bath.
So wait, is it period though, or is it modern day?
Period.
Of course. Well, wait, what was the modern day one? Easy A?
That's supposed to be Scarlet Letter. Easy A is. I've never seen it.
That was a comedy, right?
Yeah, but isn't that based on, like, isn't like an update of Easy A?
Interesting. Kind of like how 10 Things I Hate About You is an update of Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, man.
It even sounds like it. 10 Things I Hate About True. Tame things I...
Taming of the Shrew. Ten things I hate about you. Yeah, that's right. He's got it.
Is this a wrong fact or a correct fact that Emma Stone won an Oscar for Easy A?
Wrong, but
wrong. Wrong fact.
She was in that.
She was definitely in
it. Maybe she was nominated. And maybe she won too, Jeff. What do you say?
She was nominated. I just don't know.
A high school comedy getting an Oscar nom.
Well, hold on. Jeff doesn't know exactly.
I don't know.
He cannot find.
It can't be known.
It.
There's just no way of knowing it. It's one of those things. You know, you have to live with uncertainty in life, and you have to get used to that. Mm-hmm.
Emma Stone was nominated for Birdman, for The Favorite, and for La La Land.
Oh, The Favorite, yeah.
So why am I here walking around telling people that Easy A was nominated for an Oscar? Why am I doing that if it's not true?
I would discontinue that action, Tim.
Well, I'm going to stop the behavior, but now I'm kind of thinking, how can I make up for what I've done?
You know what I got going on over here? You probably can tell in my voice. I'm a little stuffed up in the nose. Woke up with a sore throat.
Oh, Michael.
You know that just sort of like, you get sort of that like, but I don't feel sick.
It could be COVID round 10.
No, I don't think it's COVID. I just had COVID.
You did?
Yeah, he had his third round.
Like three months ago.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. I've got this problem where I'll be breathing through my nose, happy and healthy all day. Then it's time for bed and gathunk, the nostrils close up shop.
Because they're done for the day.
Yeah.
What about the CPAP machine? You liking it?
I hate it, but I've had a number of very helpful slop heads have DM'd me and said, Tim, I know you hate your CPAP machine. I felt that way for the first month. Power through. I stand with you. CPAP brothers till the end. Apnea will not stop us. So cool. I'm going to keep going. But as of now, I'm struggling with it. I don't like it. I pull it off my face by accident sometimes in my sleep. It's hard, but it did stop the snoring.
Mine's a little different, but I just did get fitted for a night bite guard.
Oh, my fucking dentist gave me one of those. I did like 10 fittings, and then I got home, and I'm like, I can't sleep with this shit, and I never wear it.
It sucks. I hate it. I do it sometimes, but it's a bummer.
I have one of those, and I've just in the past... I've had it for like years, just in the past like 2 months, been wearing it every single night.
Wow.
It's like I take it out in the morning, just put it right on my nightstand.
Yep.
And then right when I go to bed, I see it and I go, ah, shit. And I get out of my like comfy position and I get back out of bed and wash it off and put it in.
I don't even wash. I do the really firm blow because I figure if anything, just dust is getting on it. So I'll be like in bed. I've been looking at my phone for an hour. And I go, I look at the thing. I go, oh, that fucking thing. So I pick it up and I go, like an old Nintendo cartridge. And then I figure that's got to be fine.
Harmonica. I get in there with a toothbrush, with the electric toothbrush, do a couple rounds. Look,
that, I gotta, yeah, I do that too occasionally, but just on an odd night, I just give it the.
You guys use electric toothbrushes?
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Sonicare.
I don't know why I don't. I should, but I don't.
The first time you do it, it's like a world of difference, but then it just becomes sea level.
I have one. I just forget to use it, much like my CPAP. What? Sea level, CPAP.
Hmm. This guy cannot remember sea stuff.
Well, is there anything you'd change about this Kir beer?
I kind of already did. I put a little more cassis in mine. Just another
I'm going to do more just out of curiosity, but I will say that having a pint, sip, taking a gulp, and then adding an ounce of cassis, I think was pretty perfect. It kind of made the beer not too sweet, and I do get black currant, but I'm going to overdo it now just out of curiosity.
All right.
Yeah, I might do an overdo because I took a big sip of my bottle and put in less than a shot. So I bet you we're in the same ballpark, but I want to drink like a purple beer and see what that tastes like.
Yeah, because spring has sprung and it would be floral and fancy.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, why don't you listen to these ads? And when we come back, final thoughts.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Give it up for your boy.
You gotta give it up for your boy.
Singing your own song wrong. You gotta give it up for your boy.
It's like what my mom does. My mom will like scat out her favorite songs and like ruin them a little bit. It's great. And we're back, round two of Kir Beer. I just took a little sip of my cassis, thinking that, man, that stuff stinks. It's got some, a real aroma on it. It's not just sweet.
Did you remember to keep it refrigerated, much like vermouth?
Well, I might have.
Oh,
not
I kept, did not. I should do that.
I might have refrigerated it. I mean, like a week after I opened it, after I saw that.
I think you told me about that, right? That you were, because I've been keeping in the fridge, but I didn't read that.
I thought you guys were going to try.
More cassis is good.
Not creme de cassis. It was something else. Another.
Oh, Chambord?
Chambord.
Oh, see, I should have done that. I've got
Chambord
some of that.
In this would be, I mean, of course, Chambord's my favorite of the three.
Yeah, it's more sparkly.
Yep.
Okay, I'm taking this. I doubled up my cassis. Now I've got myself kind of a purple. This beer is reminiscent of.
Let's be honest, it's brown.
It's brown.
It's purple brown.
I was gonna
maroon,
say it was
maroon. It's maroon.
Who's the guy from the McDonald's commercial who's purple? Grimace?
Grimace.
It's like Grimace's shit.
Watery shit.
Sips.
Loose stool.
Oof. Yeah, too much. Double Denton is too much. Too much?
Yep.
It's still too delicious, but I don't want to drink. I don't want to have this much sugar. I'm trying to get fit as a fiddle.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
I want that. Mm. You know that thing when you could bounce a quarter off your ass?
Off your own ass?
Yeah. Because I got all these quarters. I don't know what to do with them.
Hey, bring him. Take Jeff out to a night of barcading. He would love that.
I take him out. I pick him up. I'm in the driver's seat. He's in the back seat. I drive him to a barcade. I wait in the parking lot. I give him quarters. He has a fun time. I bring him home.
Bring him home. He gets all tuckered out. He goes to bed right away.
Yeah. You got to tucker him out. Get him going.
That's always difficult. When I stay with Jeff, it's tough to get him down for the night.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you got to get him
in the
bath.
He always pops back. I'll be watching TV. He'll come out. I can't get to sleep. I said, Jeff, you've been in there 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You haven't tried. Oh, can I watch what you're watching? No,
But I just remembered I had something to ask you. That sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it's sort of also, Jeff, we got to get you in the bath. And you, but where's my rubber ducky? Can I bring your other toy too? Can I bring a Luke Skywalker toy? Yeah, sure. Oh, sure.
Luke Skywalker, and I'm scratching my head. Geez, we got that at Funko Pop. That was $25. He's going to fucking ruin the toys I'm getting.
Mom, Dad, did Greedo shoot first? Ugh.
Oh, God.
go to sleep, you little freak.
All right, enough joking around.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Now it's time to get serious.
Was this going
to
be a whole joke episode? A whole jokey episode?
A whole
jokey
episode?
It kind of was.
But we forgot to have a disclaimer. Heads up, this is going to be a whole jokey episode.
But yeah. now the time for casual lightness has come to a close.
Right.
We have to submit our final thoughts.
My final thought is order again. This was great. It's, you know what I sort of noticed throughout this whole thing? We weren't taking sips and going like, ooh, yeah, this is great. It just kind of lives right on that line of being good. It's nothing too crazy. It's nothing too underwhelming. It's just whelming.
Perfectly whelming.
It's just whelming. Mm-hmm. Tim?
This is great. This is order again, especially if you're in the park. A park that was designed by Frederick Law Olmsted especially would be great. Do it. Go for a Bramble Ramble with a Kier beer. I guess my only note, that this is a little side note, is that I was drinking mine. And I was like, this is good. And then I took a sip from my can of just Coors Original Banquet beer, and that was better. So that's interesting that one of the ingredients is better than two of the ingredients mixed together. But I really liked it. A pint with 1 ounce of cassis. When I put the second ounce of cassis, it was too much, too sweet.
I think this is a fun thing to do at a party. This is not a, like, I won't have two of these in a row.
No, it's a daytime. It's a daytime spring fling.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll say this: you won't have two in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a one and done.
I think so.
So I'm gonna say it's a not order again, folks. You can skip this one.
But on a different day,
I see
you
what
can
you're
order
saying.
Again.
Maybe you can order it
again. But that's what order again means. Order again in your life. Yeah, not two rounds.
Look, order again can mean so many things, Tim.
But there's a lot of things that you wouldn't have two in a row of. I half the drinks on this show, I wouldn't have two in a row of because there's...
Yeah, okay.
I only really... When I go out at night, I have one fun cocktail and I switch to vodka sodas or whatever.
Sure, but here's the thing. I'm going to be the stinker who says, skip it.
Okay.
Because look, we all know cassis is my least favorite of the Holy Berry Three.
You like Chambord. You like Creme d'Amour.
Creme d'Amour.
No. Yep. No, you put cassis.
Chambord and Creme d'Amour.
Really? Fuck.
I put cassis dead last.
Wow.
And then here's the other thing, folks. This is so close to a spaghetti. Have a spaghetti.
Yeah, spaghetti's better. Shit. That's true.
Yes, have the only thing you're used to and never grow and never change.
No, cool. No, here's the thing, cool. Like, it's about balance. This, you're just adding a bunch of, like, sugary berry to it.
Mm.
With the spaghetti, you're adding bitter and lemon.
Yeah, the spaghetti
the
is more of a
complex.
The spring
sprung, ramble lifestyle. Hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag it.
I don't dispute the lifestyle, Tim.
Can you do that? Like, you know, if you're shooting a film and you forget to slate at the beginning, you could do a tail slate at the end.
Yeah.
Can I do that with a hashtag if I just say bramble ramble? Hashtag, can I tail hashtag it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it has to be upside down.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough of us boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys, and that's where you're going to find it. That's where you're going to find the whole thing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. It's all there, and it's all happening there.
We just talked about Spring Breakers, the Harmony Korine movie.
Oh, cool.
Not too long ago.
Cool. That's really cool. That's awesome. I would rather hear about Spring Breakers than hear about a Kir beer.
Yeah, me too.
So you're saying, I have never, like, I hear people say the word Patreon, but I've never actually subscribed to one. You're saying patreon.com/thesloppyboys, and then I give $5 a month and I get a whole new world of fun?
A whole new
Yeah, world. And not even just every weekly episode of new, you get the entire back catalog, Tim.
Now that's exciting.
You were talking that's about like 160 something episodes of really fun, good stuff.
Yeah, I guess technically like 134 at the time of publishing.
Sure, but if you add all those Big Money Hustle episodes of Lennon.
Oh, Questions for Lennon.
Questions for Lennon, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, of course. The bonus bonus.
We got Nick and Brett, Nick Ciarelli and Brett Evans on this Whoa. Month. Funny guys.
Two guests.
Funny Ooh. Guys.
Does John have his hands full? Find out on Questions for Lennon.
What happens when the first time John has two guests?
It's like those UPN commercials for Seinfeld and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Good episode.
Check you later.